Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
Today's episode, we will be talking about a metaphor that actually came up on another podcast in a completely different context this week, but it's always been a metaphor that I have loved and equate to kind of what we're doing here as business owners and providing support to our other team members. And so the metaphor is the plant in the pot. Okay. So a little bit of the backstory. I had actually first heard this metaphor when we were actually transitioning from our prior office and opening up our own practice. And somebody had once told me that I am a plant that needs to be planted in a different environment. So it's the environment of your soil. It's the size of the pot that you're planted in. All of that stuff, all of those factors are going to contribute to how successful you are in the place that you are. Whether or not you're going to bloom, to talk about the plant metaphor specifically. So when I heard this metaphor earlier this week, it was used in the context of like goals and ambitions and where you need to plant your goals and ambitions in order to nurture them. And I said to myself, this metaphor still is so tried and trusted and true when it comes to your business. And so I wanted Laura and I to talk a little bit about what we envision our role is in every aspect of the potted plant.
Now that I'm thinking about this topic today is all Amy, by the way. Really? Like, she was all excited about this morning. And I do think it's a great topic. But now that I'm like hearing you talk about it, I think you used to say this to me in our old office. She used to use this example of like, you could take a flower and like put it in two different pots.
Yeah.
In terms of like the environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it could thrive in one pot and die in another.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because if you're not nurturing it, right? You are not supporting it. Maybe it's too small of a pot. Maybe it's not the kind of soil that it needs. And it's not to say that any of those things are necessarily bad in and of themselves, but you as an individual are unique. You need certain needs in order to be best supported in the environment that you are in. And so for us, it was kind of like the concept of trial and error of like, how are we going to figure out what the right mix is? What is going to be? And we'll get into a little bit more of the specifics and break down what each aspect, at least what I think they each represent, but what is the best mix in order to make that flower grow? And the other thing that underlies this entire conversation is the idea that you have to be a servant leader in the sense that you are serving the people that work for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a much bigger distinction between a servant leader and then like a dictator or a boss or somebody that just directs you and they try to manage everybody. Whereas we're the ones that are going to be providing the pot. We're providing the soil. We are providing the vessel that this person's going to be planted in. So it's our responsibility to make sure that the ingredients in there are the ones that are going to support the plant to ultimately grow.
Yeah, because if you don't have the right ingredients and the right environment, and honestly, our past and current situations are like the perfect example
of this.
Perfect
foil.
Mm-hmm. We, in our previous environment, were not thriving to the point where we were questioning whether we even wanted to practice law anymore, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So we were not growing, not thriving. Yes, I had gained a wealth of experience there because I handled a lot of things by myself,
yeah,
which was great. But that was almost like my ceiling. Like there was nowhere else to grow,
right?
So I felt like we were dying there instead of growing.
Right.
And here, I mean, the way that we're growing is like, I don't even know that there are words to describe it.
And so some of the things that I think it's best, like I am a visual person. So I really like to break this down and kind of just like identify each of these aspects and what they mean to me metaphorically. So the actual vessel, like the pot itself, for me means the role that the person is in.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think, in thinking of this metaphor this morning, I was thinking about our own team members right now. So for example, our paralegal right now is achieving her paralegal certificate. There's going to come a point in time where she's going to be doing so much for us in so many different areas that that role, that pot, she's going to outgrow it. So we're going to have to upgrade it. We're going to have to change it so that it matches her. Otherwise, she's going to outgrow where she is right now. Right. And so it's our responsibility to give the right size, right? When you think of like a seed, you don't plant it in the size of a seed. You plant it in something that is able to expand and grow over time. So once we get to a point where we feel like the roots aren't going anywhere else, like she's getting stuck, this is not going to work, she's outgrowing this role, it might be time to change it up a bit, right? And so for someone in like a support staff role, it could look like maybe they don't answer the phones and do the administrative tasks. Right. Maybe they're strictly assigned to a specific division of your company. Maybe they are specifically assigned to certain clients that they work with. It could be any of these little unique nuances that change from one size of a pot to another, to another, to another.
Yeah. And when you think about it, really, in any role, that's what happens when you grow. You start, look at you, another perfect example. Amy started as a legal secretary, right? Yeah. When you were in college.
Yeah.
And you grew and grew and grew. And as you were growing, your roles changed.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And it's the same example as Abby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So she's starting in one place and she's doing phenomenal. She's amazing. We can't say enough how much we love her.
Yeah.
But she's going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as you change and grow, you can be given more responsibility, work with, you know, different clients and do different things for certain clients that you weren't doing in your initial role.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's a good example that you just gave.
And then I think the second part of it is like thinking about the soil itself. Now, I loved this analogy that was used in the other podcast I was listening to, that the soil, you can either view it as it's dirty and it's just dirt, or you can view it as something that gives you nutrients and gives you life.
I love that.
I had to rewind and listen to that again. I loved that so much. And in the context of this metaphor, our role is to provide the soil in the way that our culture and our vision are supporting and nourishing our team. Listen, we've been around the block for quite a few years now, okay? In the combined experience we have of over 30 years of legal practice, ranging from small boutique firms all the way to an international law firm, we know that culture is everything.
Literally everything.
Literally everything. Your environment is everything, yes, but the culture that you create in your office is everything. So that supportive, nutrient dense soil has to include, you know, being able to give autonomy to your support staff and your team members, being able to allow them to make mistakes and not feel like they're going to fail, because they will just be able to pick up from wherever they failed and learn the lessons along the way and keep moving forward. But the culture of just respect and understanding who these people are as an individual and that they have individual needs. Some days they're going to need to have more water poured on them than others. Like, all of these things considered, it all ties back to culture. It's the culture of communication. And what are the nutrients that really, and I think that's the question here, is what are the nutrients really that you are supplying to your team?
And I think that especially if you're a business owner or a team leader in, you know, a bigger company, if you have people working under you, one of your roles is to create that culture.
Yeah.
And only you can decide what you want it to be. So Amy and I talking about the kind of culture we have in our office, another lawyer who has a law firm could listen to that and be like, okay, that's ridiculous. I don't want to operate my business that way. And that's fine. But, you know, this is how we want our culture to be. So if you are in a role like that, even in your personal life, as in your family, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you want the culture to be in your household?
Yeah.
Now, my culture is not exactly what I need it to be at the moment, but it's not always going to be, it's not an exact science, right? So you're going to have days where things are off and mm-hmm. somebody's not in a good mood or something's going wrong at work. Like it's just, it is what it is. It's like a roller coaster,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But in general, you are, one of your roles as a leader is to create the culture that you want.
Yeah.
For your environment.
And I just, you know, taking it all together, taking it into the water and the sunlight, the things that you shower upon your team members, right? It's going to be opportunities. It's going to be lessons. It's going to be, you know, praise. It's going to be thanks. All of those things, that's what people turn to. Like they get excited about that. That makes them want to grow. Challenges. They can look like so many different things. But I think that if you always kind of keep rooted in the concept of like, what am I providing? You don't just like plant a plant and then just like, all right, take care. See you later. See you in a few weeks. Let's see if you bloomed.
I can tell you what happens because I'm a plant killer. And if you don't water it, it dies.
Yes. And one day it's either going to die or you're going to be surprised and there's going to be little shoots coming out of it. Like you just don't know. And so, but you, what you do know is what are the things that you can control? You can control the amount of sunlight it gets. You can control the amount of water that you provide. And those are things that are daily deposits. It, you know, unless you're like an orchid and you get a, like a little sprinkle of water here and there, you don't just leave a plant and like let it go. That's it.
Yeah.
You have to take care of it. These are just constant deposits that you have to make in the team, into your team. That's why when we talk about, we talked about it last week on our episode about embracing our many hats, our role is constantly evolving and you can't ignore the daily habits that you have to have and you have to, you know, culture within yourself to provide to your teammates. You can't ignore them. You can't just say like, they'll figure it out. Like, no, they need you to support you, them. They need you to provide those nutrients and that those ingredients to make them grow.
And it doesn't have to be anything crazy, right?
Right.
Like in terms of creating a culture, how about saying good morning?
Yes.
Another thing we've experienced in the past, mm-hmm. like no hello, no goodbye, no how are you? How's everything going? Do you need anything? Like,
yeah.
These are little things that make a big difference to people.
Yeah.
Like, how was your weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a simple question and actually care about the answer. You know what I'm saying?
And relatability to the people. I mean, look, okay, we're talking about in our firm, we are talking about a much smaller size than right. like 100 lawyers, you know, yet. Okay. But what I will say is that in that big firm, you don't all answer to the same person. There are right. teams, there are divisions, there are departments, there are specialized practice areas. You have a partner that you have to report to. You have directors or supervisors that you have to report to. So don't think of it on this big grand scale. Like, yes, if the CEO of the law firm is coming by to say hello to you, that's pretty cool. You
might be in trouble.
You might be in trouble. That's a pretty cool thing to have that relationship. But when you're in a smaller business like this, and we know this, like Laura was saying firsthand, we get to know our team members so well that like we can look on their face and be like, what's wrong? Right. What's happening? Mm-hmm. There's something off. You're not right. Your mood is off. Your energy is off. And some people are like, oh, well, you just have to come to work and just get your job done. It is so not black and white like that. And for anybody that wants to convince you that like these people should just be robots and show up every single day and just do their job and go home, that's what you're going to get. And it's going to be a really sad, depressing, lonely puppy mill of turnover at a certain point because that's all you're giving them.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine.
No, it'd be awful.
Actually, I can't imagine. And it was awful.
Right. So we've had that personal experience, you know?
Yeah.
But even as an employee, if you're, you know, listening and thinking, well, I don't own a business.
Right.
I'm not a team leader. Well, what is your, doesn't mean you don't have an environment.
Right.
Well, as an employee, look at our last office. We were not team lead. We were not like nothing.
No.
We were employees. And the environment was an environment in which we could not grow. So even if you are, you know, an employee in a business, you can evaluate what is my environment like right. and is it working for me?
Right. And you can make those changes yourself too. This is a metaphor that I really do think can be universally applied to so many different things. In the context of where we give this information, it's definitely from like a business mindset and from, you know, running a company and having a team and supporting them. But you could do this for yourself. What does your environment look like? What are the people that are nourishing you every day? Are you reading the right books, listening to the right podcasts, associating yourself with the right people? Are you giving yourself the opportunity? Are you putting yourself out there? There's so many questions that you can start asking yourself to be like, what is my like nutrient check-in? Like, am I really
internal environment?
Yeah. What is, what's your internal environment? I love that.
It's true, but it's exactly what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
you have an internal environment mm-hmm. and you have an external environment. Mm-hmm. There are certain things you can do to change your external environment. But if you're in a situation where you can't change your external environment at the moment, like we were, for years, I couldn't.
What are you going to do?
I couldn't change my external environment. So that's what we did. We worked on changing our internal environment. We started listening to personal development. We changed, with Beachbody, the people we surrounded ourselves with. Yes. They were positive women we were learning from that were very different from the environment that we were in. So even if you can't change your external environment at the moment, you can start thinking about it planning for the things and evaluating the things that you might need to change. But also, if you can't do that at that very moment, start thinking about, what maybe you could change internally, the steps you could take that could help you in dealing with your external environment. Does that make sense?
Totally makes sense. And I think too, what you can also do is take this from the place of if you are an employee and you're not running a business and you feel like maybe the size of the pot that you're sitting in is not the right size anymore, don't necessarily blame the business owner. Like, are you asking for it? Are you showing up in a way that makes them want to notice that you are now stagnant in the role that you're in? And that's the autonomy part. Like, that's the internal environment part. You can also ask for those things. And if you go and ask and say, listen, Mr. or Mrs. Boss, I need a bigger pot, or the soil that I got, it's starting to really dry out. I need something else in my life and to really help me grow and support and continue to flourish. You can do that. That's also on you. So while I sit here from the perspective of a business owner saying, I know that my job is to make sure that I'm asking my employees every single day, how are you? What's going on? What do you need? How can I support you? Buy the thing, get the equipment, whatever it is that you need to make your life better.
Right.
It's also your job too. You can't sit there because you're sitting there. That's a choice too, to take that as inaction.
And we did that. Not the sitting there. We did everything we could to try to take on more responsibility, help with certain things, deal with other employee issues, take on more of it was not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But it's true. If you want to grow, you can seek those things out yourself. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that if you can maybe find a little picture somewhere of like a plant in a pot somewhere and print it out for yourself and just maybe leave it on your desk and just as a reminder of like, this is something that you can control. Even in the environment that you're in, you can certainly take over and take some ownership in some of the elements that make you successful and make you grow. And if you're a business owner and you're not thinking about the status of all the plants that are planted in your office, you really need to start taking that more seriously, using it as like a checklist every single day, checking in, making sure that everybody is getting all of the nutrients, getting all of the water, the sunlight, everything that they need that makes them uniquely them and also helps really support them.
And definitely make a point to not only evaluate your external environment, but your internal environment as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.